Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 80. Is it possible? Since the terrible 9/11 when terrorists destroyed the trade towers in New York City, it has been generally understood that long-held constitutional liberties are steadily being curtailed. Thoughtful people who reverence the truths of Revelation 13 increasingly warn us that the time of trouble looms just before us. In the war on terrorism can be heard the roar of a lamb-like, peace-loving beast that has been cruelly attacked and is finally aroused to roar as a dragon. Oh, is it possible that due to all too common human error some of this rage against terrorists can be directed against peaceful people whose religious beliefs are popularly judged as extremist? Oh, is it possible that a healthy proclamation of Christian faith that is thoroughly Bible-based can be labeled as hate literature? Oh, is it possible that religious prejudices that ran riot in the 1260 years of the Dark Ages can be revived? Yes, what Jesus said in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21 is clear: loyalty to him will be termed disloyalty to earthly governments. There is a cosmic enemy at work in the great controversy between Christ and Satan who wants to bring about the silencing of God's last good news message to the world. Yes, the ominous prophecies of Revelation 13 will be fulfilled. But wait a moment, something else will be fulfilled. Don't forget that Revelation 14 follows Revelation 13. A message is to sound clearly and powerfully all over the world, a message of everlasting good news such as the world has never heard proclaimed in clarity and power. The earth is to be lightened with the glory of the message in its end-time realities. The powerful truths of justification by faith will come to the fore and take center stage in contrast to the helpless vanities proclaimed by Babylon. Revelation 14 is now in process of fulfillment, but Revelation 18 is still in a great degree future, rendered so by the unbelief of God's people in the past. Jesus says emphatically, "Let not your heart be troubled." Welcome every opportunity to spread abroad a most precious message that must yet lighten the earth with glory. Don't let fear engulf your thinking. Let Jesus draw you closer to Himself. He is not afraid.